Vail residents who want to form an independent town have been gathering signatures to put that question on a ballot. They needed to get about 700 signatures from registered voters who live in the proposed town limits. Members of the Citizens for Vail Committee, including Rob Samuelson, say the committee's work now shifts into a new phase.
And we'll put forth a whole series of different campaign elements that we need to put together, really to educate the population about what incorporation means for Vail residents, and to help them make an educated and intelligent decision.
If the incorporation passes on the November 5th ballot, about 11,500 people would live in the new town on the southwest side of the Tucson metro area. They would have control over local governance and taxing issues instead of being governed solely by policies set by the Pima County Board of Supervisors. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.